USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. On the sixth anniversary of the Obama-era DACA program, Democrats yesterday accusing Republicans of playing politics. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi criticizing the Trump administration policy of separating families who've been detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border.
Just to remind, in case anyone has forgotten, they control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. So how they place blame on others is typical of their unprofessional attitude. They never want to take responsibility.
When asked about immigrant families being separated at the border, President Trump told White House reporters yesterday,
"The children can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Parkland school shooting survivors held a large rally last night in Chicago, urging young people to register to vote ahead of this year's midterms. The teens were joined by A-list celebrities like Jennifer Hudson. Also there was former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot in the head during an outdoor town hall in 2011.
It's time to stand up for what's right. It's time for courage. We must do something. We must stop gun violence.
An inmate shot two sheriff's deputies in Kansas City yesterday as they were transporting him across the street from the jail to a court appearance. He overpowered them and apparently grabbed one of their guns. 44-year-old Deputy Teresa King died just after midnight. Officer Patrick Rohrer died earlier in the day. The inmate was also shot and remains hospitalized. And Paul Manafort was locked up in a Virginia jail last night after a federal judge revoked his bail amid allegations of witness tampering. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The United States is renewing calls for the Cuban government to investigate the source of some two dozen attacks on U.S. diplomats, and the Cuban government still claims they have no idea what happened. USA's Wendy King has more.
At a senior-level meeting with Cuban officials in Washington, the State Department says it raised the issue again. At least 24 diplomats have been mysteriously stricken, leaving some with brain damage. Unexplained sounds and vibrations that accompanied the symptoms initially had investigators suspecting that a sonic weapon might have been used. But an interim FBI report said no evidence had been uncovered that sound waves could have damaged the Americans' health.
State investigators in Florida are trying to figure out what sent a roller coaster off the tracks on the Daytona Beach boardwalk Thursday night. Witness Landon Mettler was on the boardwalk and says the passengers were thrown out the car as it hung from the tracks.
The one woman, she was kind of freaking out. She was hysterically crying, and they were just, you know, telling her not to move and just patting her on her back and comforting her.
The accident sent two riders plunging 34 feet to the ground and left two others dangling in one of the ride's cars. The controversial Obama Presidential Center in Chicago will benefit from almost $200 million in taxpayer funding for work on infrastructure projects near the center on Chicago's south side. The Chicago Sun-Times first reported yesterday that Illinois lawmakers had approved $174 million for road work in and around Jackson Park related to the development of the center. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.